Do you want to discover more joy, peace, and freedom with food, exercise, and your body? Here we bring a compassionate, holistic, and sustainable approach to fitness so you can fully enjoy the life you want and express your unique self with the world. I'm Michelle Roscoe, and I want to help you find fitness freedom. I'm so glad you're here. Hello, welcome to today's episode. You don't need to fit into fitness. Let me ask you a question. Do you know Brené Brown? I remember when I first discovered her, I thought I'd found a gold mine. I shared her TED Talks with my then girlfriend as if I had just won the lottery. So one Saturday we were cleaning our apartment and I put on an audiobook of hers, only to find out later that not everyone has the same enthusiasm or listening capacity for her as I do. If you don't know who Brené Brown is, or if you need a refresher, she's a researcher on shame, vulnerability, and leadership. She speaks in this easy texting conversational way that makes you feel comfortable, but challenges you at the same time. Straight talker. She became famous through her TED Talk on vulnerability and shame. But before that, she had decades of research and experience before she became that seemingly overnight success. This past winter, well, last winter, it was a really challenging time for me, and I got her book as a gift, Atlas of the Heart. It's a book that combines two of my favorite things, languages and emotions. It's like an encyclopedia of emotions. It's sitting right next to me on my desk right now as I took it out to do this podcast episode. It's eye-opening, clarifying, and assuring. Learning to read our emotions is one of the most valuable skills we can have, in my opinion. So I'd highly recommend it. But under the section on finding connection and what we do and how we feel when we're looking for connection, she shared that, to her surprise, the research shows that the opposite of belonging is, and I'm just going to give you a few seconds here to guess what the opposite of belonging is. All right. The opposite of belonging is fitting in. And it might seem like those are two very similar things, but belonging means you don't have to change anything about who you are to be accepted. In the book, Brené Brown writes, "True belonging doesn't require us to change who we are. It requires us to be who we are." Whereas fitting in means you have to read the room, the social cues of the group, follow the rules, or change yourself in some way to be accepted. And if you have to change yourself to fit in, it's not belonging, right? Maybe you can relate, but all throughout my life, I have felt that I don't belong. Whether it's because I look different from the other white kids in my Florida Baptist church. You can't see me, but I'm half Korean, half white. Or because I soon realized that most kids aren't homeschooled their whole childhood, or because most people don't constantly move around to different houses all the time, or because most girls are feminine, well-behaved, and not whatever I was, or because most people live in the real world, not a religious bubble. I always felt like I didn't belong. Even until recently, I used to be so afraid to tell people where I was from because it required a whole thing, or there were so many misunderstandings, or about my religious upbringing, or to tell people about my background. It took me a long time to own my story, and I'm still in the process of it. But I think one reason I try to be so authentic, honest, and open with people when I meet them is because I learned at some point that it's a fast litmus test for whether I'll belong or not. And I'd rather know sooner than later if I'm accepted as I am. Having spent so much of my life not fitting in, I think I'm kind of used to it. And I'd rather move towards where I truly belong rather than try to fit in with anyone. It's suffocating. And it makes me think of the fitness world, where there are a lot of unspoken and even explicit rules for who gets to fit and who doesn't. Typically, it's white, hetero, thin, strong, able-bodied people. This is why people have gym anxiety or feel the need to get into shape before they start exercising or eating well or going out to the gym or joining a community or going out for runs or whatever it is. They don't want to be seen because they don't feel like they belong or they don't deserve to exercise or eat well because they don't fit in. They feel they need to fit in with the fitness world before they can belong. And you might feel the same way too. It takes massive commitment and dedicated action to make changes to your habits and your health. Change is hard, especially when you're used to stopping and going diets or workout programs or eating well, you know, falling off the wagon, getting back on again, maybe moving to extremes or holding habits that simply aren't serving you. That's hard enough. But add to that the barrier of not even feeling like you have a place in the health world, like you don't belong, and you're facing seemingly insurmountable challenges. No wonder we don't see many people of color or queer people or people in larger bodies or people with disabilities in the fitness world. So my friend, if you've ever felt for whatever reason like you don't belong in the health and fitness world, like your body doesn't belong, like there is something wrong with you, that you need to change something about who you are before you can fit in, can I today, as a fitness coach, a certified personal trainer, a certified nutritionist, someone who's been in this field for years now, can I please create a space for you right now and hold you in a container of unconditional acceptance, and not only acceptance, but radical, positive regard for exactly who you are, every single part of you? Can I please tell you that you absolutely belong in the fitness world, not because of how you look or your history or your past struggles with eating and exercise and food or how your body works or because of your sexual identity, orientation, or how your brain works, but simply because you have a body and because you are a completely precious, valuable, and worthy human being? The fitness world needs you in it. We need you. You are deserving of care, good food, quality movement, deep rest, loving connection, health education, expert support. The world needs you in it. We need you. Your body deserves good things, nourishment, energy, strength, health, attention. And you belong. The truth is, in order to show your true self with others and really have a sense of belonging, you must accept yourself first. And that's probably one of the hardest things to do, right? One of the best ways to practice that self-acceptance is actually through fitness. It's a large part of why I do what I do. Not because you always feel like you deserve your time, energy, money, and attention. You probably often feel like you don't deserve that. But you can act on the truth anyways that you are worthy and powerful in the ways that you treat yourself and your body. That's how you practice acceptance for yourself. It's not some, you know, woo-woo feeling that you're going to grasp at some point if you focus long enough. It's action. It's what you do for yourself. It's how you take care of yourself, how you speak to yourself, how you set your life up to care for yourself and to prioritize yourself. It starts with you. In order to truly belong, it starts with you accepting yourself first. Because how are you going to show your authentic self when you don't know who that is, when you haven't accepted yourself first? And once it starts with you, it bleeds into a connected community where you belong, because you're not trying to fit in, you're being your full self. Because, my friend, you are safe, you are welcome, and every part of you belongs. I'm sending so much love to you. If you want a safe space to build healthy habits that last, improve your health in a compassionate and holistic way, in an enjoyable way, and you want to find that freedom in your body, work with me and a community of others in the Holy Grail of holistic health. I'll put the information in the show notes. And I'd really love to hear your thoughts and emotions on this episode. You can message me on IG, Instagram at Michelle Lynn Roscoe, my full name, or email me at michelle@mlroscoe.com. I truly would love to hear from you. If you like this, please follow the podcast, give it a great rating, and message me to see to how I can help you and support you in this. But above all, know, my friend, that you belong and you don't have to fit in. We need you just exactly as you are in the fitness world. And this is coming from a queer, multiracial, unconventional, a bit of a weirdo person who's never felt like they belong. You do belong. I belong. Sending so much love to you. Thank you.